Good evening. Welcome back to the Medical Halacha Shiurim. I'm sorry we missed the last 2 weeks or so, but I'm happy to be back. So to reintroduce ourselves to Medical Halacha, I decided this week to deal with a really more of a non-scientific problem. It was a question I received, and I figured it's definitely practical for those that are going to have to be working on Shabbos in hospitals. So I figured I would discuss it. Obviously, as usual, it's not necessarily a comprehensive discussion of the topic and all the extenuating circumstances and permutations that can come up from such a case, but the topic I wanted to discuss is making Kiddush in the hospital. I'm going to be focusing much more on the doctor than the patient, or I should say, as we say, the healthcare hero, not just doctors, even nurses, or anyone else working in the hospital. The question obviously exists by patients equally, if not more, but the answers are a little bit different. The factors are a little different, as we'll see. So I'm going to, again, as usual, focus more on the healthcare providers, the doctors, the professionals in the hospital. So before I get really into the topic, I wanted to maybe give a little bit of an introduction to Kiddush on Shabbos. Now, obviously, we're not going to be giving a comprehensive shiur on halachos of Kiddush, but I think it's important to have some sort of background and maybe, you know, a perspective or two before going into the discussion. I think it may be interesting. So the Rambam writes in the 29th parak of Shabbos, the first halacha, mitzvah saseh min haTorah, l'kadeshus yom haShabbos b'dvarim, is a positive commandment. It's a biblical commandment, the mitzvah saseh min haTorah, to make kiddush on Shabbos with words, b'dvarim. Shenemar, zachar es yom haShabbos l'kadesho, comes from the pasuk we learned in last week's parsha, zachar es yom haShabbos l'kadesho, remember, recall, mention Shabbos to sanctify it, kolomar. Zachreyu zechiras shevach v'kiddush. That means to say, mention it with a mention of praise and kiddush. Wonderful. So that's what the Rambam tells us. It's a positive commandment, as many Rishonim do agree with it. You can look in the Ramban on that pasuk of Zachar Siyam Shabbos Akadsho. But that's the Rambam's opinion as to what the mitzvah of kiddush is. Meaning, the mitzvah of kiddush, for the Rambam, it includes giving shevach, giving praise to Hashem, that He gave us Shabbos. You know, the way that the Rav put it in one of the Artzeit Rashos, if you look in Shirim Zecher Abimari, I think in the Chelek Beis, there's a few on Kiddush, one of them is on Mitzvahs Kiddush. So there he writes that what we're doing is we're giving shevach to Hashem, praise and thanks to God for giving us Shabbos, because really, it's Hashem's, right? It's Shabbos Kadsho. It's considered really God's day, and Hinchilani, when He gave it to us, and therefore we're thanking Him, and we know we're sanctified through Shabbos itself. obviously, it's a little different than other, you know, brachos, what Kiddush is. That's not for this discussion, but that's the basic idea. As we pointed out in a different occasion, there seems to be a problem with the way the Rambam formulates the mitzvah, based off something that Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote. So Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in his Hagos to Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, which is one of the Simonim that talks about Kiddush, and he writes that anyone who mentions Shabbos, and he says the Lashon he has is Shabsa Tavasa. If you say good Shabbos, you would still be Yotze, your mitzvah de Oraisa of Kiddush, because you mentioned Shabbos. So Mido Reis, Me'ikra Adin, obviously Rabbi Kiva Eger would say Chazal were misaking a certain matbeah of Kiddush to say, but just to say Shabsa Tavasa Me'ikra Adin, you would still be Yotze your mitzvah. The problem with that is, as we pointed out from the Rambam just a minute ago, that the Rambam writes, Zachreyu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush, that part of Kiddush has to be Zechiras Shevach. That's part and parcel of the Kiddush Midoraisa. So obviously, just saying Shabbos, there's no Shevach there. There's no praise there. So how can you be Yotze or Mitzvah without saying the proper Shevach? And this is a question, as we pointed out, that some of the poskim deal with, or Meir Arik deals with it in his Tshuva Simra Yosher, and the Tzitz Eliezer deals with it in his Tshuva Zim Chelek Yud Beis. So it's a discussion, but obviously, you kind of have to figure out how these can interact, how these two positions can coexist, or maybe they don't. Maybe there's a machlokas, and if there is, what is the machlokas? So I think, to simply put, and this needs to be developed much more, and it is much more nuanced of a question, but just to put out there simply, it's possible that there are two ways that one can view Kiddush. The first is that what Kiddush is that Kiddush is what we would call a koveya for the day of Shabbos. It establishes the day of Shabbos. Now, what we know is there's one of the distinctions between Shabbos and Yontif is that Yontif, we're the ones who are Mekadesh, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim, that we're the ones that sanctify, give the time period, give the Kedusha to that time, because we're the ones that, you know, are Mekadesh the Chodesh, we're the ones that make Rosh Chodesh, so therefore we're the ones that really create the calendarical date for Yontif, as opposed to Shabbos, which was Mekadesh HaShabbos. God is the one that imbues Kedusha to Shabbos every 7 days, no matter what. It's Kviya V'Kaima. You can't change it. There's nothing to do. Nevertheless, even though that's all true, and Shabbos, whether we like it or not, is coming every 7 days, whether we like it or not, has been given, imbued with Kedusha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether we like it or not, nevertheless, the Torah still says to us, be Koveya Shabbos. I want you to establish Shabbos. As soon as Shabbos begins, you are the one that I want to be Koveya Shabbos, and specifically, the Seudah of Shabbos, that the first meal, you should establish it as a Seudah, as a meal for Shabbos itself. I think it's an interesting way of looking at it. There's a second, perhaps more novel way of looking at Kiddush, and this is really elaborated on in that Yartzei Drasha that I discussed earlier, but Rav elaborated on this, I would say, with much more detail and much more clarity, and also this isn't exactly the way he said it. I'm just kind of giving two general outlooks, but the second way to look at it is I don't need to establish the day. I don't need to establish a Suda. Shabbos is, again, Kviya V'Kaima. It's every 7 days, no matter what. I don't need to do anything. Nevertheless, I need to give Shevach V'Hodah. I need to give praise and thanks to Hashem that He gave us Shabbos, this day that has this high level of Kedusha, and a day that we are sanctified through the day. And I need to give Him that kind of praise at the beginning of Shabbos. And only once I give Him that praise can I participate in this holy day, and specifically in the seudah and the food that we are partaking in. Kolomar, this means to say, and this is something that the Rav speaks about a lot in his halachic works, and this is one of the places where he discusses it, that it's kind of like what we would call a matir, namely, for example, let's say Birchas Hananin. So I have a cookie. So I can't eat that cookie until I make a bracha, a Birchas Hananin, Bori Minei Mizonos. That bracha, in turn, becomes a matir to eat the cookie. That allows me to eat the cookie, like mutter, right? It allows me, it gives me permission to eat the cookie. So that's what we're saying. Maybe that's really what Kiddush is. And Kiddush, I'm not establishing the day. I don't need to do that. Rather, I'm allowing myself to participate in the day, in the Kedusha of the day, and the food that's involved in the Seudah Shabbos. And I need a matir, and that's really what Kiddush is. Again, if you look at that piece in the Drasha, that Drasha in the Sefer, he discusses, you know, kind of these ideas together, and although a little differently, so I would take a look if you want. But either way, this seems to be two ways of looking at it. Is Kiddush Koveya the day? And that's the point that Hashem says, I want you to establish, even though it's already there, I want you to do something to establish it as a day of Shabbos before the Seudah. Or no, you don't need to establish it as a day of Shabbos. Rather, it's there to kind of allow me to participate and partake in the food and the day itself. And perhaps this is the machlokas between the Rambam and Reb Kiva Eiger. Rambam says that, yeah, we need to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because what it is the Kiddush is meant to allow us, it's a matir, for us to participate in the Seudah in the day. And so if we're not going to be Mishabeach Hashem, we're not going to praise God in the Kiddush, there's no real fulfillment of the Kiddush, because that's the whole point. The whole point is it's not just to establish today as a day. What it is kind of to allow us to participate in the holy day that we know is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And the way we do that is we praise Hashem and thank Hashem. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the day. And that, in turn, is the matir. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, however, holds that that's not what Kiddush is. Kiddush is just being koveya of the day. It's establishing that today is Shabbos. The best way to do that is go through Vayichulu, say the whole long Kiddush. But Me'ikar Adin, if you say Good Shabbos, you're also establishing today as the day of Shabbos. And either way would work. And perhaps that is the Machlokas. The Gemara in Pesachim on Kevav Amud Beis tells us that there is an Isser Derabbanon, to eat before you make Kiddush. The Rambam writes this also, in the 29th Parak of Shabbos, in Halacha Hey, that you can't eat or drink before you make Kiddush. Obviously an important din. There are different, is a discussion exactly what you may be allowed to eat or may not be allowed to eat, but that's the din in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, in Sif Dalid, to read the language. Here it is. Asar litom klum kodem sheikadesh, afilu mayim. I can't taste anything before Kiddush, even water, va'afilum hischem yibodyom, even if I was eating from 2 hours before, I have to stop and make Kiddush. And the question is, what's the Isser? It's an Isser Drabbanon, but what's the Isser? What is the Isser to eat before Kiddush? So perhaps we can say that with the two ways we just described, that we can explain, according to the Rambam, if the whole reason we make Kiddush is because Kiddush with this Shevach, with this praise, is really a matir. It allows us to participate in the Kedusha, the holiness of the day. It allows us to participate in the Seuda of Shabbos. And that's really what it is. It's a matir. So what the Rabbanim did makes a lot of sense. They said, this is a matir. Now, midot reisa doesn't mean I'm not allowed to eat before. I just need to participate in the Seuda of Shabbos and the Kedusha. I still need to say Kiddush. But the Chachamim came and said, you know what, just like if I had a cookie and I didn't make a bracha, it's also for me to eat, so too with Kiddush. It's a matir for me to participate. It allows me to participate. And therefore the Chachamim said, okay, so we're not going to allow you to eat before you said that which is a matir, that which is going to allow you to participate. And it makes very much makes sense. But according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the whole point of the Kiddush is just, it's a koveya, it establishes that today is Shabbos. So why would Chacham come and say, there's an Isser to eat before I make Kiddush? Okay, I'll eat, and then I'll be koveya, and then I'll establish a day of Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah writes here in Sifka and Yud Aleph that it's only Drabbanan, obviously, and the Lashon that he has, I'm not going to be able to find it, but basically, since Kiddush is Chal, since Kiddush, the obligation to recite Kiddush happens immediately when Shabbos enters. So therefore, even if you didn't accept Shabbos, you are obligated in Kiddush as soon as that time, as the clock strikes Shabbos, you're obligated in Kiddush. And that's why there's an Isser Rabbanon. The Atar Tzvi in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. And therefore, it's not what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, is that it's not because it's a matir and therefore there's an Isser. No, since there's just a chiv of Kiddush immediately as Shabbos starts, so the Chacham came and said, okay, that should be the first thing you do. And therefore, we're going to say it's prohibited to eat. You know, in Halacha, there are a lot of times when it's usher to eat before you do a mitzvah. Where we're approaching Purim, and the Megillah, that's one example where there's an isser to eat right before the Megillah. And all the reasons why it's usher to eat before a mitzvah is usually because asilam shuche, that you're going to end up eating too much, and you're going to miss out the most ideal time of the mitzvah, or sometimes the whole mitzvah in general. And so the Chacham said, don't eat, so you don't lose that, so you don't continue eating and then forget about the mitzvah. The Isser here, to eat before Kiddush, has nothing to do with that. Again, either it's because Kiddush is supposed to be a matir, and therefore we're not going to allow you to eat anything before you do the thing that permits you to participate in Shabbos and the Suda. Or no, the whole point is that since Kiddush is supposed to be the first thing, because there's a chiv, there's an obligation, as soon as Shabbos hits, the Chachamim came and said, okay, so you can't do anything else before Kiddush. Either way, it's an Isser Drabbana, but it's not the same as the other times that the Chazal prohibited eating before a mitzvah. But perhaps, again, this is the way that the Mishnah Berurah understands it. That the reason why it's Asr to eat before I make Kiddush is because as soon as Shabbos hits, I'm obligated to say Kiddush. And therefore, the Chacham said, don't do anything before. So that's presumably the way Rabbi Kiva Eger understands it. Because if Kiddush is just a koveya, so then theoretically there shouldn't be an Isser. And the only reason there's an Isser is because that koveya was meant to be the first thing. But it has nothing to do with the whole matir idea that we said within the Rambam. So this brings us to an important discussion about doctors, right? If a doctor is working in a hospital, so is there an Isser to eat before making Kiddush in the hospital. So while he's working proper, meaning he's dealing with an actual patient, so presumably we would say, Osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. Presumably we would say, because he's so involved in the mitzvah, yet. What? Yeah, Blina, we're gonna pick up on that point. I think it's a very important point. Okay, just remind me at the end if we don't, but I think we will. Okay, so anyway, so again, if a doctor is dealing with an actual patient, so we would say osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, which means, presumably, that he is pater from the mitzvah of Kiddush at that moment. So if he's pater from the mitzvah of Kiddush at that moment, so is there still an iser d'rabbano not to eat until he makes Kiddush? So I think this would depend on the two things we just said. If the whole point of Kiddush, again, there's ways to probably view this a little differently, but one way to view it at least is, if the whole point of Kiddush is it's a matir, it allows you to participate, it allows you to eat, and you're pater from that matir, so then you should not have to, you should not be prohibited from eating. So if Kiddush is a matir, and we're saying, Osik mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, you're not chayav in Kiddush, so then there's no you're pater from any matir, so of course you can just eat. Or the other way of looking at it is, no, if Kiddush is a koveya, it establishes the day, so it's not that the iser has to do with the Kiddush, really. Just because I'm pater from Kiddush, no, you still might say the fact that as soon as Shabbos started, there is a chiyuv on a person to make Kiddush, and therefore the Chazal said, we want that to be the first thing. That was the iser. We don't want you to do anything else until you make Kiddush. So yeah, I'm pater right now. But we still want the first thing to be Kiddush when you're not pater. And so it could be that you really would, there would be an iser to eat before you would make Kiddush. Now the truth is, the Nishmas Avram writes here in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, in Sifkan Beis, he has a short discussion about this topic. And he says it's mutter to eat without Kiddush if you need it to deal with a patient with your full strength. Now that, as we pointed out before, that's an obvious statement, although it needs to be made. But obviously, if you need food in order to be at full capacity to deal with patients, you're obligated to do. he writes, you can be, which we're going to get to in a few minutes, Blina Adir Mir Tzashem, but he writes, you can rely on the Kiddush you said in davening, again, which we'll see in a minute. And he said, even if you don't daven Marav, but either way, again, he says it's mutter because you need to have your full strength. Now, if the whole reason it would be mutter to eat before Kiddush is because osik mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, and therefore, and therefore there shouldn't be any iser, so then Nishmas Avram wouldn't need to give a reason of, no, if it's only in order to help deal with patients, it totally doesn't make a difference. Because it's osik mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, I'm pater from Kiddush, so why should there be an iser? But if we say, no, there still is an iser, even though you're pater from Kiddush, it still is an iser to eat before you make Kiddush. You're just pater from making Kiddush at this moment. But since there was a chiv that was chal immediately when Shabbos entered, so Chazal still have that iser of, we don't want the first thing to be eating, we want you to make Kiddush first. So then it makes sense why you would need a different reason, i.e., you would need to say, the only reason I'm allowed to eat is because I need to make sure I have the strength to deal with patients. Again, either way you look at it, it's going to be mutter to eat. The question is just whether you need a different reason, namely because you need the strength to deal with patients, or I don't need a different reason, I'm just pater from Kiddush, so therefore, mimela, there is no iser. But either way, again, it would be mutter in a case, specifically, if you needed to eat, if you were feeling weak, you needed the strength, etc. Just in terms of the dinim, if a person doesn't have wine, so on Friday night, you can make the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Ayin Beis and Siv Tes, based off the Gemara Psachim there in Kovav that we were discussing earlier, but that you can make Kiddush on bread. Now, bread means lachamish in this case. The Ramah there writes that if you don't have any wine in the city, that's only if there's no wine in the entire city. So obviously, if you were able to find wine in the hospital or grape juice, obviously, in terms of psak, you're definitely supposed to have grape juice, not wine. Just in terms of safety. Even Bartanura, even though it's probably, probably won't do much, but still, we would always say better safe than sorry. But And so you would have to look, but if there's no wine, so you can make Kiddush on Lecha Mishnah. If you don't have Lecha Mishnah, so even pieces, as the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish Ayin Dalet, it's Sivka and Beis, even pieces of bread, you can make Kiddush on. If you happen not to have that, so there are those poskim that say even, you know, if you have two cookies, you can make Kiddush on that. Now, Chacham Avadi writes in his Tshuvas Yabia Omer, in Chela Gimel, in Or Chaim and Siman Yotes, that he thinks really you can only make Kiddush on wine or bread. But there are those poskim that do disagree. Now, it happens to be the Mishnah Berurah, and this will lead to, you know, the next discussion, but the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish Pei Tes and Sivka and Yud, that which we mentioned a minute ago. Namely, that firstly, if a person, let's say, doesn't have wine in front of him, let's just say in our example, he's in a hospital, and there's no wine to make Kiddush right now. He knows he'll get wine in 2 hours. So can he just eat now? Now, he doesn't need it necessarily for his patients. He has enough strength. He's just getting a little hungry. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, you're supposed to wait until you can find wine. Now, if he's weak, obviously he doesn't have to wait. He eats what he needs to eat, and then he'll make Kiddush when Kiddush comes. But other than that, you should try to wait. In that discussion, again, what he writes, I'm going to read the Lashon. V'hu adam chalosh, if he's a weak person, ain't sarach lahamtin, he doesn't have to wait to get wine. V'yochal masha yeshlo, he can eat below Kiddush. V'yismocha masha hizkir kedushas hayom betfilaso, and he can rely on saying Kiddush in his tefillah.
And then later on, if he does get wine again, he'll make a full Kiddush and he'll eat a kizayis as his seuda.
So again, if you don't have wine, so we got bread, possibly cookies. If you're a person that you don't have wine, you can't really wait, you're too weak. But you know you're going to get wine, so you can presumably, let's say all you have is some chicken, so you can't make Kiddush on the chicken. So if you're weak, you can, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can rely on the Kiddush from Shmoneh Esrei that you said at Mariv, and then you can eat, and then if you get wine later, so you'll make Kiddush again. This isn't necessarily agreed upon by a lot of people. one place it is agreed upon, the Shari Tshuva writes in Siman Reish Ayin Beis and Sifka and Beis, he quotes from a few poskim that any time that there's no Seuda, so you're not going to be Chayiv in Kiddush. So if, let's say, again, you're working in a hospital, you don't have any Seuda, there's nothing to eat. You happen to have, let's say, wine, but there's nothing to eat. So you're not Chayiv to say Kiddush in that instance. And you'd be Yotze, your mitzvah of Kiddush, says the Shari Tshuva, again, quoting from the poskim, in Tefillah, like the Mishnah Berurah just said. So again, we have many poskim that do hold this way. The Be'er Halacha there does not think that, he quotes from a lot of people, that and the Minchas Chinuch specifically writes in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, that doesn't seem to make sense, because one of the obligations when you say Kiddush is you need to be Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim. You need to mention the Geulas Mitzrayim. That's what the Gemara Pesachim and Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis says. So in Tefillah, we don't do that in our Kiddush in Tefillah. And therefore, you can't say your Yotze, your Mitzvah, in Kiddush of Tefillah. Again, that's what the Be'er Halacha writes, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says, Lamaskana. The Rebbe Kiva, there's a very interesting Rebbe Kiva Eger in Or HaChaim, who quotes from a Tzlach. You know, I'm not gonna skip that for now. But so again, there is a discussion about all of this, about the Machlokas in the Poskim, whether Yotze, your Kiddush in Tefillah. We pointed out that the Nishmas Avram previously said that in a case when you need to eat, you can rely on that, as did the Mishnah Berurah. Now, he pointed out, what happens if you didn't have time to daven Maariv, right? Which is probably more common than not. If you've been busy and you can't make Kiddush, you probably didn't have time to daven Maariv. So the Nishmas Avram says, again, you can still eat without Kiddush. Again, presumably for the reasons we said previously, that either if you're potter from Kiddush, then there's no need for tefillah, or if you still need for patience, then obviously there would be a heter, and the Isser D'Rabban of eating for Kiddush wouldn't apply. And he says Rav Neuberg agrees with him. But that's, again, even if you didn't daven Maariv, but we try, even though it's a machlokas in the poskim, about whether you can use your Kiddush in Shmona Esrei, when B'Shas Adchak, from the Mishnah Berurah, L'chor, we rely on the Mishnah Berurah, that we would say, okay, if you really, really need to, and you need to eat, we can rely on the Kiddush you made. But nevertheless, again, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you get wine later in the night, you should make a Kiddush again. The Nishmas Avram, in a different piece, quotes from a Sefer Karim Shlomo,
that if you're maharher b'kiddush, let's say a person didn't say anything, but he thought kiddush, there are those that say that you're yotze. And he quotes this as a machlokes in the poskim, and he quotes from Chacham Ovadia, who quotes a source for this and thinks it doesn't really make sense. Obviously, it seems from the poskim that we don't hold this way. You can't be yotze kiddush b'hirher by just thinking about it, but it could be, and I'm speculating here, but it could be that in a place where you don't have any wine and you don't have any bread, so what do? So it could be that we would say, to try to be yotze l'chol adeyos, we would say, be maharer in kiddush, and you can hopefully rely on that to be yotze your mitzvah. Also, we can hopefully rely on the kiddush in Shmoneh Esrei, in tefillah, because there's a machlokes about all this stuff, but some people say it all works. So at least try it, and the fact that you're not making a brach, it's not going to be levatala because you don't have anything to eat. But at least the hirer alone, maybe it would work enough. Meaning you don't have any eat or drink for kiddush. But hopefully the hirer would be good enough, or the kiddush in Shmoneh Esrei would be good enough. But there's, those are, again, cases of shas adchak, where there's pressing circumstances where there's not much else to do. If you didn't, and you were working the whole Friday night, you didn't have any chance to make Kiddush. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Ayin Aleph, in Sif Ches, Mishnah Berurah also discusses it there, in Sif Kan Mem, that you would say the same, on Shabbos morning, you would say the Nusach of Friday night, just without Vayichulu. You would say the same thing you said Friday night. So the question is, why? Why do you say the same thing? Now, is it that it's like a Tashlumen? Is it that it's makeup for Friday night, or is there a different reason? So there seems to be a machlokas in the Gaonim and the Rishonim. The Torah in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph brings from Rav Amram Gaon. The Sheltos also brings this down, that if you didn't make Kiddush on Friday night, there's Tashlumen in the day, and that's only if you were Shogeg Aronas, only if you had no way of getting around it. Meaning something happened, something just came up. That's like a regular din of Tashlumen by Tefillah, right? If I purposely didn't daven shacharis, there's no tashlumen for mincha. It's only if something came up that was a shogeg or an onus, and that's why I didn't daven shacharis. That's the only reason why I would be allowed to daven tashlumen mincha. So the same, Rav Amram Gaon says that's the same thing by kiddush. Only if you, for some reason, unforeseeable circumstances, you couldn't make Friday night kiddush, you would make the same Friday night kiddush on Shabbos morning. The Rambam in the 29th paragraph of Shabbos, in Halacha Dalet, says, no, if you didn't make kiddush on Friday night, whether it was a shogeg or an onus, or a mezid, sorry, you would still make the same Friday night kiddush on Shabbos morning. Meaning, obviously, it's not considered tashlumen. So the Shulchan Aruch happens to be, the way he says it, is that he paskins like, he writes Sheyesh lo tashlumin lemachar. You say the same on Shabbos morning. If you didn't say it Friday night, you would say the Friday night kiddush because there's tashlumin on Shabbos morning. Now, does that mean he's paskining like the Gaonim? I don't know, but if it does, then it can cause a big issue with a doctor, because let's say a doctor has been busy with patients all night in the hospital. So what we pointed out many months ago when we discussed tashlumin in tefillah is that if a doctor is with a patient, so there's no tashlumen because there he's pater from tefillah. So too with kiddush, he's pater from kiddush. So anytime you're pater from something, there is no tashlumen. We don't say there's a makeup. You weren't obligated in it because you were doing a mitzvah. So if that's true, then the next morning, on Shabbos morning, you wouldn't say the kiddush of Friday night because there's no tashlumen for a doctor who was busy doing a mitzvah. But it happens to be, Rav Shechter told me that he didn't think that that's what the Shulchan Aruch meant. He didn't think that was real tashlumen. He thought it was more like the Rambam, that he was just kind of using that word tashlumen, but doesn't mean it literally. And really, any time you miss Kiddush Friday night, for whatever reason, Shabbos morning, you would say the same nusach as Friday night Kiddush, just without Vayichulu. And that's how he seemed to pass in the Halacha. Now, what about Kiddush during the day? There are obviously differences. And important differences, but practically. So the Rambam writes, again, in the 29th Parak of Shabbos, in Halacha Yod, that just like we make Kiddush by Friday night, we also make on Shabbos morning, that's Midivrei Sofrim, it's a Kiddush Midirabbanon, and it's called Kiddush HaRabbah. Just like by Friday night Kiddush, says the Rambam.
there's an iser to eat before, so do by Shabbos morning Kiddush. The Ravid here actually disagrees. The Ravid says it's mutter to eat before Shabbos morning Kiddush, but the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim and Siman Reish Pei Aleph agrees with the Rambam that there's an iser to eat even before Kiddush Rabbah, even before Shabbos morning Kiddush. Okay, so what do you do if you don't have... So, and that's how we pass it, obviously. So the same dinin that we said for right now would apply Shabbos morning. Now what happens if you do not have wine or bread? So you would eat without Kiddush. The Magen Avraham writes this in Sifka and Dalet. You would eat without Kiddush, similar to Friday night, but the way the Mishnah Berurah has it is because we're not Mevatel Onik Shabbos for this. Yeah, there's an Isser to eat before Kiddush, but if you're not going to enjoy Shabbos because you're never going to be able to eat, because you don't have what to make Kiddush on, that doesn't seem to make sense. If you happen to be the way they have it, is if you are working, let's say a morning shift, and let's say you're working early morning, so you can eat up until a half hour before Alos HaShachar. After Alos, you should try to wash your hands and daven, and then you should make Kiddush and eat, if possible. You should eat your Suda after Musaf, the Shulchan Aruch writes in, I think, Reish Pei Vav, but that's generally the way that... That it should be. That there are those that say before Kiddush, again, even though there is some form of Isser, but there's, I think they quote from Shlomo Zalman that you can drink water, coffee, and there are a few other things. We've discussed this in the past in Hilchos Tefillah Shiurim, what you can eat before davening. Good. There's a big discussion about whether you can make Kiddush on bread for Kiddush Rabbah, for the Shabbos morning Kiddush. The Ravid, in that same Hasagos that we quoted before, says, just like nighttime, so to the daytime. The Magen Mishnah disagrees with that. The Magen Mishnah says, no, by nighttime I can use bread, by daytime I cannot use bread. The Shulchan Aruch and the Siman Reish Ayin Beis Paskins, like the Magen Mishnah, that we do not make Kiddush on bread in the morning. Now, it's important to understand that there's a distinction, aside from using bread for Kiddush, which we only use Friday night, not Shabbos day. Another important distinction between Friday night Kiddush and Shabbos day Kiddush is Friday night, the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that if you're going to have wine, and you can, you're supposed to wait to make Kiddush. Again, assuming you're not weak, assuming you don't need to eat because of patience, all things being equal, you have to wait to get the wine to make Kiddush. But Kiddush during the day, so you would not. Kiddush during the day, you don't really need to wait. If you don't have it, as the Magen Avraham said, you can immediately eat something. As to not be mevatel onik Shabbos, that's an important distinction. Now, it happens to be someone asked me this recently. You know, let's say you only have bread. So I think some of the poskim say, if I recall correctly, in the morning, right at night, you would make kiddush on it. But in the morning, let's say you didn't have wine, you just had bread. So ideally, what you should do is you should probably make a bracha of hamotzi on the bread, and have kavana for kiddush also because. You don't lose out on that way. The Ravid says you can make Kiddush on that. So you wouldn't lose out on that way. So I think, and with the Kerem Shlomo we quoted earlier, I think that's probably the best suggestion. But everyone agrees that on Shabbos morning, even though you're not supposed to use bread for Kiddush, if you don't have wine, you use what we call Chamar Medina. Again, that's for a separate discussion, what exactly is included in Chamar Medina. We don't have the time to discuss that right now. But that's obviously an important thing to figure out and to understand in these circumstances. Another important din, and we'll just spend a few minutes on this before we'll try to go a little quickly, but it is the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Ayin Gimel discusses the concept from Shmuel and Psach and Makuf Aleph that in Kiddush al Makom Suda, that you need a Suda for Kiddush. The Ramah there in Sif Aleph and Siman Reish Ayin Gimel points out that you need to eat after b'makom Kiddush le'alter. You need to eat right away. Or you have to have in mind to eat right away. And we have to figure out what exactly is his hagdara. What is the definition of la'alter, to eat right away, to eat miyad? Obviously, this is an important nafkamina for a doctor in a hospital, because if a doctor makes kiddush and then he gets called for a patient, so does he have to come back and make kiddush again? He didn't eat it. What? Okay, so you had it. Exactly. So this is, I would imagine, I mean, it may be uncommon in terms of, you know, bigadol. But it's not like a crazy thing to think about in a hospital to get called as soon as, you know, you're in the middle of Kiddush and you don't really have time to eat or to prepare. You had challah or whatever. You need to go wash, you know. It would seem to make sense. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that you're not supposed to wait there in Sifkan Yud Beis, that you're not supposed to wait even a small amount. And he brings from the Shari Chmes Zagdol, however, that if for whatever reason you got up and you had to go outside and then you returned, you don't have to make Kiddush again. Because the Suda is still at the place where you made Kiddush. But there are many that disagree. The Berhalacha quotes many who disagree with this, and are he ends up saying that you shouldn't be Machmir B'dievet, at least, against the Shiar Chmes Zagdola to say Kiddush again, because saying Kiddush again is a problem of potential Bracha L'Batala. And especially if he had to stop because of some reason for the needs of the actual meal, says the Be'er Halacha, you'd be Yotze, your Chiyav of Kiddush Makom Suda in that sense, even if it's a little bit longer. But again, we haven't really figured out what immediate is. Presumably with the Be'er Halacha and the Shiar Chmes Zagdola, they're all saying that this is called immediately. But we don't really know what it is. So the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Dalet says la'alter, which means immediately, doesn't mean literally, because Torah lo nistal malachi asharis, that wouldn't make sense. Again, I don't know what that means though. So the Shari Tshuva here in Sifkan Beis quotes from some of the Achronim that you should eat, what miyad means, is until acha avra hana'aso dekos kiddush. Meaning I drink a cup of wine, I get some sort of enjoyment from that. Until that enjoyment passes, that's the amount of time I have to begin eating. That's the simple interpretation. The Tzitz Eliezer, in Chelek Yud Aleph, at Simen Chavav, understands this differently, and he says what he really means is that the shir is what we call Bichdei She'isakel HaMazon B'meyav. Right? The time of, what's the word? Isakel? Digestion, thank you. I forgot the word. But it's digestion, meaning how long it takes to digest. That's really, so that Zman, we already know, is somewhere between 72 and 90 minutes, depending on who you hold like and many other factors. That's a long time. That's a very long time. So he ends up saying in Tzitz Eliezer, if I remember correctly, I haven't seen this Shuv in a little bit, but if I remember correctly, he says, you know, especially during Kiddush during the day, which is only Midrabbanan, we can rely on this, and and B'Shas Adchak, but he does seem to say, That seems to be what he holds me at is. So, again, how we paskin, I'm honestly not sure. But there is what to rely on not to make Kiddush again, at least from the Tzitz Eliezer, if you've been gone for less than 72 minutes. More than that, you need to ask a shayla. I'm not sure you can rely on anything more than that not to make Kiddush again. What does the Suda have to be? And in the hospital, obviously, it's more important because you have to figure out, you know, you don't have so much. You don't have so much time. So ideally, the Shulchan Aruch, I mean, the Gemara in Pesachim already tells us, Tosos in Pesachim, I should say, in Kuf Aleph tells us, ideally, right, have bread, which makes the most sense. The Shulchan Aruch does quote in Simon Rishayim Gimel there from the Gaonim that you can have wine, which we'll get to in a second. The Shilte HaGiborim, which most poskim do not agree with, say you can have fruit. And the Magen Avraham in the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, says, you know, you can have mizonos. So we know lechem and mizonos, those are the two things that we always, you know, Pasa Baba Kistin especially, we use as a su'uda, to rely on Kiddush Makam su'uda, so that if I make Kiddush and eat any of that, I wouldn't have to remake Kiddush at any point. But the question is other things. So for example, if you're in a hurry, and all you have is a cup of grape juice, the question is, can I just drink the whole cup of grape juice and be yotzei my Kiddush and my su'uda? So if I hold like the Gaonim, that I can use wine for the Suda, then the answer would be yes. But it's not so clear. But the Shaar Tzion writes in Os Chav Tes, the Chavitz Chaim writes there, that you can rely on these Gaonim to be somich on wine during the day Kiddush, which is only Midrabbanan, b'makom atzorech, when you need. But during the nighttime, you can't, because there are too many people that disagree, Mikot Rabbi Kiva Eger and others. The Nishmas Avram writes in Simen Reishayin Aleph that if you don't have time to make Kiddush at night, for the nighttime Kiddush, so if you can be Mekadesh, you should make Kiddush and drink enough to be Yotzei Yerichiyav of Kiddush Makom Suda. Now what that is we don't have time to go into that discussion, right? How much more would you need to drink to be Yotzei Yer Suda? But again, from the Shaar Tzion end, more contemporarily, the Nishmas Avram, again, obviously, he's focusing on the hospital situations that we were just mentioning. They both seem to say you can rely on this. I don't think the Nishmas Avram is mechalik between the nighttime and daytime Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah is. And he says you can only rely on this b'makom atzorech during the daytime Kiddush. But that is another important opinion to understand. So again, in conclusion, we didn't discuss everything. We're going to stop now, but right, these are important dinim of Kiddush. Number one, we discussed a lot, obviously, but number one, in terms of the Isser Tipa 4, whether it applies in the hospital and why it wouldn't apply, specifically. Number two, we discussed, what happens if you don't have wine on the Friday night Kiddush. We said you can use breads or cookies or whatever. What happens if you, can you rely on the Kiddush during Shmona Esrei in Maariv? We discussed someone who didn't make Friday night, what to do when Shabbos morning Kiddush, how to say the Nusach. We discussed, the Shabbos day Kiddush and the distinctions between the Shabbos day Kiddush and the Friday night Kiddush. And we discussed this idea of Kiddush Makam Suda. So hopefully this will give you a little bit of a taste as to all these halachos. All right, everyone should have a good night.